First of all of you ask this question, why are you here in this world? Why this world is created? You all are from India, you know subject matter of Atma and body. Atma is the driver of this body. Why is Atma going from one body to another? Like you go from Luna to a Maruti, Maruti to a Benz, Benz to aeroplane. The driver is leaving one vehicle and going to another. But why are you going? A very simple answer is given in Vedas. To polish your personality. Like in one body, for example, say I am very arrogant and harsh. I need some polishing. Because the soul originally is very pure. But right now the soul is covered by some mind which has certain impurities. You can see people who are arrogant, who are harsh, who have a tendency to steal or cheat or misbehave. So these tendencies are there in the mind. But how will we get purified? But when you come in married relationship, husband, wife come together as a family and they beget children, and when they rise, there will be many situations where they may want to break, but they will not break either for the sake of the son or for the sake of the elders who will feel sad if they break. And if the marriage, like he was telling about the stigma, one of our friends he was telling, isn't it about the stigma we feel when we have to separate? That stigma is good in one sense, as long as both are improving. In this way, the marriage, like my mother and father, my father became 84, my mother became 80. They just passed away last year. And I have seen them with my own eyes, till their last breath, how happy they were. How they had a very thick relationship even in old age. Because our bodily beauty will wither away after we cross 30, 40. But the relationship between the hearts, two hearts will continue to remain, even after one becomes 60, 70, 80. Because they both were adjustable, flexible, cooperative, godly. And the home was like a very happy place. Sometimes people put a board, home sweet home. Putting board is not enough. You have to live up to that, isn't it? So, even though there may be, you know Gandhi, you all know very well. Gandhi once told Kasturiba Mata. Kasturiba is Gandhi's wife. He told her that you should always use khadi only. You should never use milk cloth. One day the wife asked him, why do you say always khadi? Khadi is very heavy. Can't I use a milk cloth while cooking in the kitchen? Gandhi said, okay, you can cook in the kitchen, no problem. I'll finish in 5 minutes, Prabhu. 5 minutes, I'm finishing. You can cook with milk cloth in the kitchen, but the food you will cook, I will not eat, Gandhi said. That you only eat, because you are wearing milk cloth, I will not take. So Gandhi and she sometimes used to have a tussle like that. One day it so happened, something happened between them. Gandhi became very angry. So he told her, get out, he told her. So she got out of the house. Never come back, go away, like Gandhi said. And after an hour, Gandhi went to the door. And he opened the door and saw she was just sitting there. And he asked her, what is this you're sitting here? I told you to go away. She said, if I go to my parents, they will be very unhappy. They will say, you have left your husband and come back like this. So I was wondering where to go. Therefore I am sitting here, she said. Gandhi said, all right, come in, he said. Immediately called her in. And that was the end of the quarrel. So Chanakya says, Ajayudde Munishade Prabhate Megadambake. He says husband and wife can quarrel sometimes. And it's not that they can quarrel. Quarrel will come. Whether you are living together or whether you are married, you know, we are definitely, how many of you agree, we will quarrel with people, we do quarrel. Correct, no? You can't deny that. But what he says, Ajayudde means when two goats fight. Any of you have seen goat fight? In city it is rare to see a goat. In towns and villages you see goats. You know how they fight? With two legs down and two legs like this, they fight like this, with keeping two hands like this. But if somebody passing by says, hut, you say, immediately they'll give up the fight. And they'll walk together, they'll forget the quarrel. And they'll be walking and talking to each other and going. So this is the way husband and wife should fight, it is said. In case your parents or grandparents say, hut, stop this, don't quarrel anymore. Itna bada mat karo, chote chote cheezon ko. Then immediately they'll give up the quarrel and they will go on. Another example he says, in the early morning, the clouds rumble du-bu-du-bu-du-bu-du in the sky. But they don't rain. Similarly, when husband and wife quarrel, they can shout if they want, but tears should not come. If tears come, that means it has gone to the ego. Unnecessarily. So in this way, the Shastras give many examples to illustrate this point. That within family life, there will be some misunderstandings, quarrels will come. But there are other times which are very pleasurable times. Like I saw my mother, father, and we were actually four children. We have seen it was such a happy family, very deep relationships. Actually, when you get such a deep love from mother and father, then you can express such a love for God and love for all the other living beings also. On the other hand, if a boy and girl come together just like that, I had gone to Infosys Hyderabad to give a seminar. So there, they had one building they told, in this building only boys live. Another building they showed, here only girls live. There was a third building, they said, here boys and girls live. Together, they said. But in that building, there had been many suicides committed. Suicides because of broken love. Either because of broken love or because of some other quarrels, misunderstandings or whatever. So, when boys and girls come and live together, even after marriage, if people are considering divorce, naturally, you know, when they live together, you know, the quarrel will come, fight will come. You always think, I want a partner who understands me. So there was a photo, funny photo I saw. One girl says, at last I have someone who understands me. I thought, I wanted to know who is that. It was a dog. She was embracing a dog. At last I have somebody who understands me. So in this world, nobody will understand you. You can ask a question. In this way, you hop and jump from one to another. Who will understand you? Will you understand me? Will you understand me? Will you understand me? Nobody understands you. The dog understands you because it cannot talk back. You see? Yeah, please.
You talked about a woman that was not going anywhere and was sitting over there because it is to go. So that also defined the woman's helplessness.
No, that was not the law, norm. The norm was what? Any man, woman have a fight, for example. If the man has exploited the woman by beating her, for example. Vedic law says that she should go to her parents' home and be with parents. 3 months she will be there. Then the husband will feel, then the husband will start cooking himself. Then he realizes, my Lord, without my wife, life is so difficult. So he will send letters to their parents' home and say, please send her back. But they won't send. So when he goes to call her back, then her parents will chastise the man.
Yeah. And second
thing. Is this the way you treat our daughter? You assure us that you will take care of her well, we will give her back.
Then it's